grizzles. Come and see, you see. What do you think? Going to trap wood or not going to trap wood?
Yeah.
You will? Who thinks it will? Who thinks it will? Okay, so now we'll do an experiment. I'll do it right over here.
Hope he's got a little right over here.
And we'll see. Let's experiment on peace, safe, alarm, and test for lungs. Experiment before Shabbos. It'll be obvious to you whether the water's coming out or not coming out. So we'll see if it's obvious or not. Okay. Everyone's going to be watching? Everyone can see? You don't want to stand up? Okay, watch. Now, it came out. Now, you think it's still wet?
Yeah.
Absolutely wet. Whatever's wet, is it on the surface? It's going on the now. Or the trap between the bristles?
Trap between bristles.
Let's see.
Oh.
That's pretty good right now. Trap between the bristles, right? That'll be a potential problem. Seems to be slowly, it's a little stuck on the outside.
In the bristles, meaning the bristles aren't absorbed.
No, exactly. It's trapped between the bristles. It's like a seder. It's not like the rice that has to show. The rice it would absorb it like my shirt absorbs. They're like a rag. It's the rabbonim. So therefore, we would accept the psak that I call it Megillah Sefer. One of the svarim I'm using is where there's so much water, either underwater or in the underwater. There's water coming out of the faucet. There's no shortage of water. I don't need the water to absorb the juice bristles. That'll be a sick ratio. The lo nichle, the rabbonim, because it's not the rice. That after we have. But to use this kind of a brush when there's no water coming, that's an interesting question. What do you think about this one? If it's underwater, for sure it's okay. If it's not underwater, but there's water, you know, pouring all over the place, it's also okay. What happens if there's water everywhere? I have the sink that's going with water. What if I don't? I can even put on the water. But instead of that, I decided to use this brush not in the place where the water is coming down. Should we say that it's lo-nichle to have water here next door? Or no? That water next door, what do I need this for? The happens I want to have the water that's coming out of the brush, because that's the water which enables me to wash the dish better.
It might not be the water, though. It might be just the brush.
What?
It might be the brush, not the water that's helping.
I want the brush, right?
Not
so why use a dry brush?
Because you don't have a dry brush.
Oh, you have another dry brush.
You're gonna go throw away the one that's wet, so you can use the dry one and then throw it.
Let's say I have a dry brush.
It doesn't work worse.
It doesn't work. That's why I don't use the dry brush. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. That's why I don't use it. It doesn't work. You have to have wetness there. But the fact that I have wetness, if it's, let's say it's submerged in a dish pan or something like that, you know, one of those big bases. And for sure, you don't need the water or the brush. If the water is flowing down, and I have the brush, and the water is literally flowing from the sink onto this plate, and I'm going like this onto this plate when the water is flowing, and the water, it's the brush and the water are intersecting at the same place, I also need the water. That's not what happens. I have the water going here, and I'm holding the dish here, and it's not in the exact same place. I'm not sure that svara of segregation and nichli applies. It's nichli right now that this water should come out of this brush.
When the water is absorbed by a shirt, it being sat between the threads of the shirt.
Yeah, it's a very good question. Very good question. So everything in between. It's like Ben's theory about oranges. What's being said over here is as follows. If you look under a microscope or maybe a very magnifying glass, even a rag consists of little tiny threads, a sponge, a rag, you name it. It's also just trapped in between the
ones.
The answer is, we don't go with that. That's because then we can only see any other. Here, even with your human eye, you can see the different bristles, the trapped in the bristles. You can't see your shirt or a rag or a sponge.
Sponge you can.
No.
No, it's a sponge that's like red, but it makes it structure with a whole thing. The whole thing is clearly visible.
It seems to me that there was water in something. It is absorbing, which is different. Hold on a second. Then in a theory today, by yesterday's shiur, talking about cutting grapefruits. Right? Where is the first time this question was raised? I don't know if it's Shabbos. What's it like this? A grapefruit there's nothing more or less in his mind, I guess it's probably, maybe it's even true with a microscope or who knows what, than thousands of little balloons. Each balloon filled with a certain amount of juice. If I would puncture the balloon and the juice came out, I would not be seated. So if I slice it, it should also not be sleeping. Of course, the question becomes, if I pressure it, why should I be sleeping? But if I press the balloons, I have three balloons, and I step on it, that means you're sleeping?
Sure. What's the difference between, you mean,
sure.
I don't mean a balloon.
A balloon!
If you have a organically connected piece of wheat, and you take a big rock and you smash it on top of it.
Right.
Or you take a knife and you cut it into two pieces. There's no difference?
I hear what you're saying. Bottom line is, I'm just giving you as an example of this thing, why it's the Rabbana, because that's the right, because on the ad kind of experiment. Let's go back to today's assignment. Today's assignment is the Mogen Avraham. Okay. The Mogen Avraham is based on a number of Gemaras, Rebosai, Masechta, Shabbos, a number of Rishonim, number of dinim and Shulchan Aruch, and let's just go to it now because I really want to finish it now. We'll be there today, so we can start tomorrow. I'd like to start on Sunday with the new sugya on afternoon aleph. So if you have a chance, we're mostly between now and Sunday morning, over Shabbos a little bit. You know what? You'll have a little Shabbos on Shabbos for sure.
Yom.
They said the Groh finished Masechta Shabbos and Erev in every Shabbos. We'll leave you out Erev. We'll leave you out most of Shabbos. Just these few little things on the. 0.01% with the growth every single week. So if you can, now Easter Achon. Het Gamam Mitzvah. So let's try to tackle this right now. So Rabosai, there are a number of sugyas which are important to analyze carefully. Let's start with the Gemara Kuf Mem Dalet Amid Beis. Okay, Kuf Mem Dalet Amid Beis. Some of this is Chazara. A lot of it is new, we never discussed before. Anav Kuf Mem Dalet Amid Beis. Gemara talks about Beis Menashe and the context of the fact that Beis Menashe they would do Schita on Rimonim. And the Gemara is like this: Beis Menashe Havi Ruba the Alma. It's about the towards the end of the narrow lines. Gemara says, "Where?" Yeah. They quote a Mishnah. Hamakayim kotzim v'kerem. It's machlokas Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim. Right? Well, it says, what's Rebbe Lezer's chiddush? Shkein ba'aravya makayim and kotzim sotas v'gmalayim. So Beis Menashe too? What's it not? Me, the area of Aravya, Asher, the whole Arabia. The people in Arabia. Hocha bata daito etzel kol adam. And the Gemara goes on to talk about Achshavinu. It's the second wide line. Okay, this is the sugya that we spoke about a while ago. Fine. What's it between Beis Menashe and Aravya? Look on Rashi, please, Rebosai. Rashi. Hochag chad gavra l'chudeyu. Name about like what Meshugana? What Meshugana is different than an entire area? Chashivus to Rabin is a chashivus. Fine. Good. Of course, the question we spoke about before, I'm not going to repeat it now, but at Riches, once in Achshavinu, so why don't we apply it to even Shar Peres? Shar Peres, Rebbe Osai, is Mutter, Het Gamma. Why don't you apply the principle of Achshavinu? So, there's a teretz over here. No. Rebbe Osai, we didn't talk about lemons yet. That's in Yud Dalet Dalet. We'll have to talk about that later. But in Yud Dalet Beis, the Nishmas Adam says like this: Tutim v'rimonim that some want for Mashkin. We have a problem on Mishnah Berurah I haven't solved yet. That Stephen asked me after remind about that on Sunday. So Tutim v'rimonim, some needed for Mashkin. It's considered Urchayu, even though it's a minority. It comes out according to Rashi. That Achshavinu is a maskana that you're going to have to be Yichayev with the Raisa there too. So it would appear. What about Shar Peres? What about Shar Peres? Yeah. So
So Rashi explains on Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Take a look over here. Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis in Rashi. Kirav Chista, the long Rashi. He says that Pagin of a Parishin, Lemate Kapri, Velo Letzorach HaMashke. That's why it's mutter. Get an impression of this Rashi. If you squeeze anything, the maskana, anything, you're always going to say Achshavinu, and you're always going to be Chayav. Oh my goodness. The Raisa says the Chayav. How can it be the Raisa? I asked the Kasha last time. It's at least a Shinun. It's not normal. He was Achshavinu. It's still not normal. I can't talk to you. It's a Doraisa. So that's what we got to our Beis Yosef. We read this Beis Yosef before Yom Kippur. Let's just give a very brief, very briefly, very briefly. So the Beis Yosef says that what Rashi says over here, he doesn't mean the halacha lemaisa. That's why in Shulchan Aruch the Beis Yosef is make on the shayla. When Rashi said what he said, he was only saying according to Rav Chista. It's about the eighth line in this Beis Yosef that you have in the front page. If you don't have these makaros, I have a few more copies. Whoever didn't get a copy, I both had some more copies here. So the Beis Yosef says about the eighth line approximately. That's only according to Rav Chisda. Achshavin. We pass the Rav Papa. So Rav Papa says differently. So we don't pass him like this svar at all. So when Shulchan Aruch left it out, fine. So therefore, Tutan Rimon is the Rabbanon. Zaysim and Avim is the Raisa. Even according to Rashi, the way the Shulchan Aruch passes. Fine. Pass like Rav Papa against Rav Chisda. Shar Peres is mut. Fine. If you look at the Bir Halacha over here. Everyone open the Mishnah Berurah of the Bir Halacha, please. The Ramaschal Mutter. Mutter the Sokta. We're talking about what? Shar Peres. It's the opening Bir Halacha in Shinchav. Rabbo said, look carefully. I had a Mishnah Berurah Shekosa Dafilu Shesocht on the Shem Mashka, right? I had a Tazel like Rashi, only Stoma. Maybe it means the Matik Apri. That says Kol HaPoskin, the Beis Yosef. No. Shulchan Aruch is Matik Lemons. And you look at the Ramban, and the Rashba, and the Ritva. They all say that Socht on even the Shem Mashka, like the Posh of Shad in the Gemara. So the smack, rosh, tur, rif, they all say the same thing. What do you do with the Gemara of Achshavei? Oh. For Tirtzu b'chidushayim anal, he quotes the Ramban HaChidusha. He quotes this on the fifth line of the Y line of the B'alacha. Like this. Hainu taima d'chashin lebeis menashe bar menachem b'nei shezeh noak minhogo v'achshavinu uchid rav chista jama tronin shezchotan polsen amikri b'shini mara. The Beis Yosef, the Bach, the Mogen Avraham said it on his own. Oh, Gedolim, Gedolim. They didn't have a Ramban. It wasn't printed. They didn't have it. And on his own, he said the exact same teretz. That Achshavinu is only where there's a Mir that uses it, as opposed to Shar Peres at Butler Daita. That's the teretz that they give. Beis Yosef gave a different teretz why we don't worry about Achshavinu. We don't pass them. We pass them like Rav Pop against Rav Chisda. Ramban said, no, you can pass like Rav Chisda. It's only if there's a Mir. Plus Achshavinu. This is Pasha basics in the Sugya of Osai, just to get the basic yisodos. Now the Rambam. And the Rambam is going to be very problematic. Okay? Till now it's just an introduction. Comes the Rambam and says, the Vamokam Shinog, top of the next page. Liskot, Eza Peros, Lishtos, Memev, Machos, Tzoma, Otanut. Dino Kitutim Virimonim. In that place. Avon. Im Nogul, Sokhul, Ful, Levad, Ein Lochush. Says the Mogan Avraham like this. Did we start this yet? No, we never started. We never even started this, Rabosai. I don't know. The last two lines. The Chorot Sarachim. Page one, the last two lines. The Rabbi Yosef Kasa. Vim no, the Lord of Shem Mokam Sochtim Priyachat Osla Sochtim. The dash of Rimon shuts through the stuff the machine to be Menashe. Show you Rabin. Look at the Chashin and the Minak Arvim. Have been Makayim, Kotz, and Bekerem, Akan, the Shono. That's the quote of the base source. Im Kane, Mashma. The Im, Bemokom Echa, page 2. Nagul the Sokto. Osir, look at everyone, look in time. Osir Bechola Olam the Sokto. Vilamakos of Ramal, Vemokom. Mashma, the Beoso Mokom, Osir, the Beshamakom, Ashari. Tremendous cash against the Ramah. The Ramah is against everything we learned in the Beis Yoyis, everything we learned, period. Everyone understand the question? Our Gemara seemed to say that if it's one place, it's done, a big place, not just one guy, a large place, it's Asur B'chol Olam. Ramah says, no. If it's a Mokom, it's Asur Na Mokom. Avol Nirali, the Moshe Emes V'Saroso Emes. That's what we sang in my Shul, we sang this at our kapas. Moshe, Mr. We are Moshe Rabbeinu. Who does he mean? Ramah. Moshe Israel. Moshe was Moshe and Rosh Emes. For there are Beis Yosef Tamuin. Now, so far, it's very important to understand. This second line is clearly on whose side? Ramah or Beis Yosef? Whose side is he on? Ramah, without a doubt. But be patient. It's not going to come out that way at the end. So we have to be, hold on here. It's tricky. Why? The Ha Shakli V'Tara B'Gemara Liba the Rabbi Lezer. The whole Gemara over here goes according to Rabbi Lezer. What does Rabbi Lezer say? Rabbi Lezer says that Mekayim Kotz and Mekayim Lezer Kidesh. Vanan Kayim Alon Kichachamim. Look in Yerodei Reish Tadavav Sich Yudad Ilchus Kalayim. The Dav could be also Mokom She Mekayim and Kotz and also the Kaimon. Uvisham Mekom Ashari. He passed it to Chachamim. Im Kain Hochin Ami. Hadin Kain. Look at that. Look at that. The Ramah wins. Ramah is like the Rabbanon. And the Beis Yosef goes going to Rabbi Lezer. We don't pass the Rabbi Lezer. Adkan, so far, it's like a boxing match. It's round one. Round one goes to the Ramah. Moshe Emes and Sarosa Emes. Even though it's a Gimsby against the Gemara. No, look a little bit deeper. Going to Rabbanon, the Ramah is right. Going to Rabbi Lezer, Beis Yosef is right. Fine. Adkan. So far. Let's all turn Rabbi Lezer. While we're in the middle of the Mogan Avram, let's turn to the Tzadi base. It's all Ma'am Mekomas we saw of Mamash a long time ago. Tzadi base and the base. What does it say? Anche Hutzel carry on their heads? Ha! Butla Daito Eitzel Kol Oda. Okay, it's Anche Hutzel. Fine. Says Tosis. Taptosis. Mashra Dal Astra Nami, you can say Butler Daito. And it's also an Erevin. Chof Ches. Bob Ruba the Alma. Okay. Fret the Gemara. Agamar is against that. Agamar is beferish the what? That Beis Vinasha is like Ruba the Alma. Like Mekayim Kotz and Bekerem. Arabia. Gemara says Astra. And here's an Astra. What's going on over here? Steer between the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Mem Dal with all the other Gemaras. V'yei Shloma. The Hosam Choshuv Minig Arabia the Chol Olam. Why? Look at this Lumbus. The Lechol Olam Nami Imoyolem Rov Gemalim Havinayim Mekayimi Kotzim Bekerim Ava Beis Menashe the Chad Gavra Bada Daito Afa Gad the Lechol Olam Imoyolem Rimonim Harbe Hoyu Sochtim. The whole distinction between one person and a city is only in the following case. The case in which, if the circumstances were different in the other place, they would have done the same thing. But Anche Hutzal, they have heads and I have heads. They carry heads and I don't. Then Butler Daito completely. You with me? So there are two cases. This is a very important thesis. See if we pass it this way. If it's a case where everyone has the same circumstances, then we say Butler Daito in my whole city. Like Hutzal. But all the other Gemaras are referring to a case where they're doing something in a certain place because of their particular circumstances. Then we say that if it's a big city and the rest of the world would have also done that way had they had those circumstances, then it's low Butler Daito. But if it's one person or family, then it is Butler Daito, even though others would have done the same thing if they would have had Rimonim. That's Tosa Sadim. Everybody's over? You got it? You have a claw? Back to Magen Avraham. Fourth line. Uvashamash Sadi Beis Arminah. Echad man shehutzal shehotzi masya rosha potter. I answer Eero Olsen came. Both the dice they metal kolada. Shin pei vav se vav. Kabe bosa. Kotzva tosis. Lo dama the kotzim ba'arvya the osim. Im hoya yichokolam rov gemalam. Kwa ba'arvya hoyu makayim and kotzim. Kei mor le chulam rimonam abek. Wa bes menashe. Yusokhtin. Kei nevi bes menashe. Astra avi chashivi. Kalashi kotzva tosis. Period. Umikom akom. Skol slowly nasa mongan avram. Begumari isa. Behedra. She bes menashe lo hoya mokom. Elachad Gavra. Right. Here's a question. V'im kein lama osur lischot rimonim. What happened to the rule that bot the daita? Why is Beis Menashe can't they squeeze rimonim? For dochak lomar shamakshin v'atartzen v'yumuchalokam v'metzias, as the Beis Yosef seemed to say. Let's take a look. We have to take a time out before we get to the Rambam and see what Beis Yosef. Let's take a look at Beis Yosef. He's following the Beis Yosef. V'im Tomar, we left off at the 10th line in Beis Yosef. V'im Tomar, Akati Tikshim Menashe V'Menachat Ruba Di Alma. V'yev Shalomar, the Shel Beis Menashe Lav Dafka, the Inchi Tu V'Nami Avesachti Li B'chol. Al the Nokot Chai Menayim, the Chashivusa, the Rab Mavi Chashivusa, Afal Gav the Lav Ruba the Amoninu. Can I mean a Shabbat Gemara? Gabishkein Ba'Arvi Mekam and Kosin. Midi Avi Ba'Arvi Asher Chabot Daitzot Kolodim. Okay, one second. Oh. But where it says Avodah Zorah Daf Mem, go two lines after that. Lohayu Nogan the Sochtan, three lines. Vafilachi Osir Mishum the Beis Menashe Sochtan. Man the Akshi U Menashe Viruba the Yama. Lo Akshi Ocha Elim Mishum the Kevin the Yichidohu, but the Daito. Avalam Hoya Minig Moko Mechel the Sochtan. Havi Nichalei. The Nechashem, Uta Chashin and Minagaravi, Rabbi Mekayim calls him the Karen. So you get an impression that the Machlokas and the Metzias, the Makshin and the Tartzim, and the Mogan Avram consider that to be a Dochak. Alright? Good. Back to the Mogan Avram. Zeloshon Aramba. So we still stuck with the Kasha, right? What's the Kasha? What's wrong with Beis Menashe? Just say Butla Daita. Zeloshon Aramba. Also, this called Tutim Rimonim Hol Mikzas Bnei Adam Sochten. Also, because Esam and Avim Sharperes Mutal. Period. Sharperes Mutal Sochten. If you shein Bnei Schita Adka, can go to the Rif. V'chein Gam Hevi Ha Derav Chizda. That Achshavinu. In Kain Tzorach Lama Derav Chizda Hachikama. Is against the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, according to Beis Yosef, the Rif should never have quarter of Chizda. Rav Chizda is rejected. We don't pass Achshavinu. We pass like a Papa. So what he quoted for? Hachikam. Okay, like this is where the Mogan Aram on his own was mechavet to the Ramban. Okay, but the mikvah bnei adam sochten osam vuach shavinu gam kein havle mashke teda. Okay, lo mo komar bebrais of shabbes menashe vechuli. Who needs this menashe? Who needs it? Elakach atam nach shavinu lechud lo mahani im lo she mikvah bnei adam sochten osam gam kein vafilu einon ir shlema. Period. Now there's a typo, I think. For Dafka Be'inyan, right? Is that typo? Not Be'inyan. Who was Ellie? You have your big mug on Avram? You have your picture of Anach? You gave it to me? Gave it to me? Okay. Let me make sure, see if it's the typo has been corrected. I think it's a typo. What do you think? Be'inyan shouldn't be Be'inyan? Ellie, why don't you take mine?
Mine.
You have Be'inyan?
Yeah.
Good, yeah. Not there. Switch. We have Be'inyan, but I believe it's supposed to be Be'inyan. This is the Mogad Avram, Shin, Chav, Sivkot, and Aleph, right? Is that what we're up to? What, you have my version? Oh, it's a different version. There's some of the fancy versions now, Shulchan Aruch. Let's find it over here, my edition. Yes, we also have Be'inyan. What do you have, Be'inyan or Be'inan? Oh, mine has Be'inyan. Back to your text. Just correct it from Be'inan to Be'inyan, please. The Dafka Be'inyan, Shem Hoya, Lechola, Olam, Peres, Harbe, Ke'elu, where you're soaked in those. That's Tosis says. Aval b'lavachi, afila b'chad makom, amrinan, botla daiton. It's Tosfos says. Lachen, b'shar peiris shari. Because why? Shar peiris, nobody does it. So botla daiton. V'im kein, says the Magen Avraham, hani agas yashikorin berens. What is berens in Balash? Who knows any Yiddish? Pears, correct. You know what agasa means. Agasa is modern Hebrew for pears. Balash and Ashkenaz. Also the sochtan. Why? Meshavadinas Ashkenaz nagu the sochtan the mashka. They made pear juice in Germany. Huh? All right, going into that. Pear juice in Germany in the 17th century. Okay. And the Efshar. Shem hoya l'chol olam harbe yoganken sochtan. Period. Question. Didn't the Ramah say before, Moshe emes v'saros emes? You know what it sounds like he's saying over here? Moshe sheker v'taros sheker. Chas v'shom. That's what it sounds like he's saying. Because what did Ramah say? Uvamokam shenagu l'iskol eza peres lishtos meimav machmas tamo tanav dino ketutin v'rimon. What do you mean only v'mokam? But if you just now said the Helig of Magen Avraham, it's also v'chol olam, because in Ashkenaz they do it. So what's going on? How is the Magen Avraham confirming the Ramah? He seems to be going to the Beferish now against the Ramah. How do you lemsha? Abosa. How do you lemsha? What's going on? Yeah.
I mean, the Ramah doesn't mention that a criteria that is.
Very good. So what do you want to say? I'm both referring to a case where you don't have that extra criterion, Shemhaya L'chol Olam, right? But doesn't Tosa say that if you don't have that criterion, it's worth it even Bim Komo? Didn't we just see that before? No, we didn't see it?
I
thought. Rabosa, he gave a good possible answer. But I'm both referring to a case where you can't have that extra additional condition that if others would have the same fruit, they would have squeezed it. I thought we just learned that in that case it's butler daitan even bimkoma. Remember, that's a toasted in that Sadi Bezim and Bezim Parish, if I'm not mistaken. Right? Hutzal butler even bimkoma. So your teretz is not really gonna work so well, I don't think. I don't think so. That's the problem. So far the problem. How we resolve this problem is a matter of significant question. But before we do that, we have to read the last three lines in the Magen Avraham. Very important, and how these three lines match up, a very critical question. V'yarash kosev reish kalayim, b'shem ha-Yerushalmi, shebemokom echad nagu l'kayim zunin, v'derach lo lichon memokom l'mokom, also l'kayim ad b'chol ha'olam, ayin shom. V'yim kein, hu adin kan. What is that line doing there? What is that line doing there? What does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? So we don't know. It's not clear what it means. Not clear. Ah, well, I want to say, very good, that there's another condition. What's the other condition? The only time it's usur b'chol ha'olam is when? Derech lo licha mimakom l'makom. Then and only then. Yeah, you need, number one, that others would do it, and number two, that it's actually transported, when that's shayach, such a thing, from place to place. But if it's not transported from place to place, then it would be only usur in that place. That's a possible answer to the Magen Avraham. Very good. At least we can give that potential pshat. Who didn't come? That could be pshat in the Ramah. Very good. So therefore, they're squeezing pears in Ashkenaz. There, they take them, they transport them elsewhere as well. But if they don't transport them, then it's only usher in its place. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, then Moshe Emes v'Sarasa Emes, even in the bottom line. Because this last line was just read based upon the Rashi Kalai. Yes, sir.
I don't understand exactly. The Gemara, when it's talking about Aravia.
I don't hear one, what you just said.
When the Gemara is talking about
Aravia, yeah?
So isn't that only a point for the Ezer's view? Meaning the Chacham is said, the Kankos in the Karen, the Ezer Omer, Kadei, so Chacham Omer, Ezer Makadei, that Ezer Makadei tells about your Kamo Makadei. And then we go on to explain Rabbi Eliezer's view. But presumably Rabbi Eliezer isn't Halacha.
The question is this Rash. You have to look in the Rash in Kalayim. It's quoted in Yerushalmi. That according to Rabbi Lezer or according to the Rabbanan. I don't have a Rash in front of me. I'm sure you do have it in your computer. But the Rash says in or the Yerushalmi better. Look straight in the Yerushalmi if you want. In Kalayim, where this is quoted in Kalayim. Whatever parak it's in, you look on the side and Kuf Mem Dal on the base and see. That's a very good point. Is this Rash in Yerushalmi in the Halacha? Not, I mean, the Magen Avraham is quoting it. So he seems to be learning something like halacha from that Rash, that implies that he assumes it's going according to the Rabbanim that we pass the like, but you know I don't have it.
I mean, the little aleph in the Gemara is next to not Rabbi Eliezer.
No, I understand that.
It doesn't necessarily mean that.
No, we presume we don't pass like that. If you look, I have a machzis hashekel in mind. Okay, I'm reading what the machzis hashekel says, and this every word please because it's important. Who are din kan? I'm reading to you. A few people have it also. Look on check. I'll make sure I don't get any mistakes. Afagav l'mogan Avraham imrak miktzitz b'nei adam sochten osur. Afilu ein molichin peiris elu amash from the mokam acher. Against Effie's trap. Haynu dafka b'mokam moshis t'mogan Avraham liyel. D'im hayo l'chol olam osu min peiris merubin hayo gam kem sochten. Kana. D'im hayo molichin osu min min b'mokam l'mokam afagav shim lo hayo lo harbim min osu min lo hayo sochten. Afilu achi also. He says one. Not you need both, as Effie said. You need both criteria. You need one or the other. One or the other. He's saying that even if others would not have done it, even though they would have had that same circumstance, if you transport it from place to place, that itself is a reason to aser it. Lo hista debina sheimi hayuchol olam yonim merubim hayuzar masan. He didn't say hefech. Okay. So what is he basically saying according to this chat? Tosfos criterion that if others have it, they would do it. Asas b'chol ha'olam. That's the Mufarsh in Tosfos. But the Rishalmi's criterion of the Rash, only asas b'mkomo. So the Ramah is referring to a case where others would not have done it. Right? But they can transport it from place to place. But it's only asas b'mkomo. That's the way I read the Machzis Hashekel, not the way Effie said. But let's be patient. Because somebody said before that the Pshat and Ramah, Eli said, Ramah is referring to a case where others would not have done it. Correct? Then I asked you a question, so why should Asa B'mkom? Against Tosfos, right? Let's read the Aruch HaShulchan. Yeah, everyone has an Aruch HaShulchan, let's take a look together. On the bottom of the same page, Aruch HaShulchan. Let's read together, okay? Amnam, it's an easy read, Aruch HaShulchan. Amnam, in Yesh Eze Mokam Shedarkon, Lischot Eze Pri, Lishtos Neima, for MS, also Lischot, as the Ramah says, Visham, it says Bisham, she says Sham, I don't know, as the Ramah says, Vizal, he quotes the Ramah verbatim, Umashim Elishono, the Rakh also Mokam Asr, but the Beis Yosef says it's Asr in the entire world, right? He quotes the Gemara, Nirali says the Aruch HaShulchan the Shneim Emes based upon Tosfos Tzadi Beis. He quotes the whole Tosfos. One second. So he says like this: Avol Kshebatol Achshav B'Chol Makomos Blind Tosfos Kshev B'Chol Yesh Habi Miperizu Vim Kol Ze Ein Sochten. Eino min chashuv, v'eino os elabim komo. Eli's teretz is Aruch HaShulchan. What's my cash against you? It's against the Tosfos himself. Tosfos says if it's eino min chashuv, it's bottle that even in that place. Patience. Chen Rabbeinu Ramah Mayri b'peris shemitzuyim b'chol makom k'mo tapuchim v'chayotzeve. The oz eino yisrael b'makom makom shenagol l'sochtan because others have it and they don't squeeze it. Rabbeinu Beis Yosef Mayer Ke'ein Tutim V'Rimonim the Bosa Mokim Yesh Habe L'Fichach Sof T'Nosam V'ilo v'chol makom asar yekam ken tzoch v'nosa. V'lachen asum v'chol makom. Ken li boru. Eli's territory is boru. What's the Magen Avraham say? Look what he says. Magen Avraham said, "Kol alef herech b'zeh v'note lekan ulekan." It's not clear from the Magen Avraham who is passing like at the end. At the beginning, he says what? Moshe emes v'sarosa emes. But at the end, he says the other way around, right? What is Moshe emes? Only us in that place. And then he says that Agasim calling barons and Lashon Ashkenaz. We can't soak them in Poland because they soak them in Ashkenaz. Make up your mind, Magen Avraham. What are you saying? What are you talking about? So that's what he says. I don't know. I don't know what the Magen Avraham means. He says, Galkan, Galkan. I know the truth. But the problem with the truth is against Tarsus. Eli said, Eli Mechavet Rosh Hashul. But it's against Tarsus. Yes, sir.
In line with any of the other
Rishon. Oh, so say it's like other Rishon, but against Tarsus. Could be. It may because they don't agree with Tosfos. You said.
Well, all the rhythm of the hearing and all the sugyas they say that there's three levels. There's a minhag kashrut, there's a minhag mishonet, there's something in the middle which is neither kashrut nor mishonet, and a minhag kashrut like a minhag kashrut which is normal, makes sense, just practically they can't do it, so that becomes a minhag. Oh well, minhag mishonet is bakel shouldn't come well, and minhag which is somewhere in the middle, it's a minhag for that place and not for everywhere else.
So you're saying like this. Let me rephrase it. In my way, but that's basically maybe what along the lines of your saying. The Beis Yosef said Achshavina was rejected. That's his whole malach. Rav Chista is rejected, otherwise he can't move. The Ramban and the Magen on his own said no, Achshavina was accepted, but on a limited basis. What do you mean a limited basis? Only works if there's a miut. That thing is going to make the following suggestion. Achshavina works in both cases. In both cases. What do you mean both cases? A case in which others would have done it, and a case in which others would not have done it. Namely, if it's a case which others would have done it, Yechayah b'chol ha'olam. It's a case where others wouldn't have done it, Yechayah in that place. So therefore, the Ramah who says, B'makom shenogu, it's utter in that particular place, is Eli's right. It's a case where the others would not have done it. Others would not have done it, so before she wants to put them in that place itself, and Rama asked in that place, no, he asked it based upon Achshavinu. So it's a separate svar. So the Aruch Hashulchan is very sparse. Doesn't say this. I'm trying to save Eli's teretz or Aruch Hashulchan's teretz by invoking Achshavinu. Remember, the Magen Avraham does invoke Achshavinu against the Beis Yosef. So wait a second. But didn't he say Moshe Emes v'Saros Emes? So it could be again your teretz. Moshe Emes Toras is referring to a case where, as the Aruch HaShulchan said, others would not have done it. They have apples, they don't squeeze them. That's a possibility. That's a possibility. Now, there is there are mefarshim on the bottom of the Magen Avraham in my edition, I think you have it as well, called the Nesiv Chaim. You have the Nesiv Chaim? Those who have Magen Avraham. It could be it's in the Korban Hasan. I think it's the author of the Korban Hasan. So the team has two comments on this Magen Avraham. I'm reading to you very, listen carefully. You have the Magen Avraham. So I'm a chulakim and metzius. I'm reading verbatim. Pirish. That tarts and svirle, the shalbeis menashe lav dafka, the inchi tu vaname avisach de libichol, ele de nokat chan minay. That's a machlokas in the metzius. Is it limited to one family or does it go beyond? We mentioned it a little bit earlier. Now, lechem b'shar peris. Now, therefore, the Beis Yosef is right. What does that mean? Im no da lo neshiv b'shul makom sochtin, and then we have to ask for everything. Then the Beis Yosef is right. What is the Ramah? The Ramah holds. I'm giving you the Nesiv Chaim. Da makshin v'atasim mechulakin upaske kechachamin the dafka also makom. What does that mean? He passed at the chachamim, and the chachamim say. What did the chachamim say anyway? Let's go back to the Chachamim, Rabbos. It's hard to understand what he's saying. Open up your Gemara. It's very important. Chachamim on Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. What do Chachamim say? Hamakayim calls him Bekarim Rabbi Lezer Mekidesh. Chachamim Einu Mekadesh. Women Einu Mekadesh. So Rabbi Lezer says Aravya Mekayim Kotei Sodas Gmalayim. Right? And Chachamim say Ein of Makash, the way he's explained, Ein of Makash means Ein of Makash for Mokom Acher. Ein of Makash for Mokom Acher. But it's Makadish also Mokom. That's what he said. That's the Chiddush of the Nesiv Chaim. Again, when the Mogan Avraham said before, Moshe Emes and Sarasa Emes, Dere Beis Yosef Tumuhin, the Shakla Vatara, the Kolon Tera Belez, we pass like the Chachamim. So what did the Chachamim say? What did Chachamim say? Look, take a look in the third line. We went over too quickly. The Davka, but also Mokum Shemekayim and Kotzim, also the Kayim, and Mishayim, and Kom Ashari. Ah! So that's in the Tziv Chaim, it's a beautiful Pshat. We pass like the Chachamim, but the Chachamim concede that in that place it's Asur. So the whole Shakla Vatara before which Tosfos is pilpling about back and forth, which ends up with a double or nothing, either it's Asur everywhere or it's Asur nowhere. Let's chazer again. If other people would have done it, it's Asur everywhere. If no one else would have done it, it's Asur nowhere. That's all called to Rabbi Lezer. But according to the Rabbanon, no. In that kind of a case, where it's done in one place and not elsewhere, it's usher only in that place and not elsewhere. That's Pshaka the Ramo. It's in the question. Sorry?
Then Rabbanon ended up being more
than the Rabbi. No. Rabbi Lez says Kiddush throughout the entire world based on the Minhag Arabia. The Chachamim say it's only Kiddush. That's what he quotes in the Shulchan Aruch. Right? Of course, the question then becomes, if that's true, why is the Magen Avraham asering pears? Why is he asking pears? Rabbi Yisrael. Ah, what? He's asking pears in Poland.
Because they have pears there. They don't have pears there.
So the question then becomes, according to the Nesiv Chaim, it doesn't seem to work at the end of the day. That the Magen Avraham, if he's passing again. Aval Rama, so he's saying, what it means is as follows. It's just not completely clear to me what he's driving at. It's not completely clear. Not clear. If it's clear to you, let me know. It could be the Magen Avraham is saying like this. We follow the Rama. And Rama is referring to a case, this is my original Terence, where others would not have done it. That's Eli's Terence, or Chashulchan's Terence. But we pass in there throughout Shavinu, it's also at least in that one place. That's one way. A second way, Rabbi Osai, with the Rash, listen very carefully, like this. Let's take a look in the in the Machzah Shekel again. The Machzah Shekel again. Rabbi Osai, the Machzah Shekel says as follows. I'll read into the words. I know it's a little confusing, but it's Im Kein Wadim Kan. Again, we'll see the Machzah Shekel. Afal Gav L'Das Mokon Avrom Im Rak Mitzis B'nei Adam Sofen Osir Afilu Em Olichim Peres Elu O Mashkin L'Mokom Acher Zabak Shevinu. That's only if you have the criterion of a Kol HaOlam would have used it. Then Akshavina works to ask it throughout the entire world. But if Molichin also Mimakom LaMakom, even though it's others would not have done it, Afal Pikein, it's also like the Rash and Baizunin. The Rash didn't say you need that extra criterion. We see the opposite. So this is what the Machzah Shekel is suggesting. Possible. So it's not completely clear which way it's going. Not completely clear. So I don't want to give a definitive opinion because if the Aruch HaShulchan is not sure, Ana V'Ana, how can we be sure? Yes. Sorry.
The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, according to Rafa Klein, which we basically was from the paper the Rambam says, it says, Osha Israel, O Zor Besada. And he doesn't quote anything about this postbook from, if they could, but they don't want to because they don't have a lot of it.
Right.
It's an implied rejection of postbook's whole helpful, presumably because
Called the Rabbi Elazar, we pass like the Rabbanon. Right? That's exactly what the that's what the Magen Avraham said. Moshe Emes v'Sarasa Emes, and David Beis Yosef Tzibun, because we pass like Rabbanon against Rabbi Elazar.
Wait, so what's the whole discussion? It's not like this isn't like meaning. Once you're going to reject Rabbi Elazar, there's nothing to talk about in terms of.
So we should reject the entire Mahalach of Tarsus.
Yeah.
Good. Another question.
Good.
It's not an answer to this one question. You know what? I don't want to overburden it. Let me give you, you think about this over Shabbos before you start preparing the stuff about Maraska and the ice. We're just trying to give it one more pass. Again, 9:45 Sunday morning, we're prepared to this, then we're going to go right to the ice. I'm going to spend the whole year on this. But the question is, if you're right, and the idea of what they would have done, or should have done, is irrelevant, and we positive our bottom, it's only us who are in that one place, then why is the Magen Avraham saying, you're not allowed to squeeze pears in Poland, just like they're squeezing pears in Germany? That's the unanswered question so far. You haven't answered that question, right?
But I don't know if it matters, because it's like...
It may not matter, because the Magen Avraham might be wrong, but our job, before we make our own decision, you know, we little midgets, as to who's right, the halacha, our first job is what did the Magen Avraham say? So, believe that on Sunday, we're going to start with what did the Magen Avraham say, and then I'm happy to hear what you have to say. But first, we're going to know what the Magen Avraham said. Yes. Right. So that's what we said before. So we're both saying, let's just take a break. The time is up. And believe that on Sunday, we'll just try to finish up the Magen Avraham. We'll just try to finish up the sugya, and we'll start the sugya of the ice in the Siyata Dishma. A good Shabbos to one and all. Ellie, I have your Shabbat. Thank you. Shabbat.